This will be Aeneid, Book 1, lines 527 to 538. So the last line where we had just gotten into Ilioneus' speech to Dido, the last thing he said is, spare the pious people and look more closely on our affairs. Okay, so we're picking up with non nos venimus. We have not come. Now notice that you've got an out here. Out populare libicos penates, either to ravage or plunder the Libyan penates, Pharaoh by sword, out or where tere ad litera, or turn to the shores, raptus pridus, seized spoils. So basically they're saying, we didn't come here to rob you. We are not coming here with any sort of spoils or plunder. We mean no harm. Non ea vis animo, nec tanta superbia victis. Notice there's no verb at all here. This is an ellipsis. You need to put it in a form of to be. So, ea vis, this force, this violence, non est animo, is not in mind. Nec, nor, is tanta superbia, is such arrogance for the conquered, the victis. Est locus, there is a place. Graii cognomine dicunt, the Greeks call it by the nickname Hesperia, which literally means the western place. So that's its nickname, Hesperia. Terra antiqua, an ancient land. Potens armis, powerful in arms. Atque, and also ubere, in fertility of the glibi, of the land, of the soil, of the earth. So they have weapons, but they also have a very fertile land, so they're powerful in both. Anotri viri coluere, Anotrian men dwelt there. They cultivated the land. Now this next part again, you've got fama, you've got dicisse, you've got the infinitive, but you don't have a verb to be. So now the rumor is, now the story is, nunc fama est, that the minores, that the descendants, that the younger men, dicisse, have called the gentem Italia, the nation Italy, de nomine ducis, from the name of the leader. So the leader's name was Italius, and so according to Ilioneus, the leader of the Enotrians, Italus, that's where they get Italium. All right, so translating again from 527 to 533, we have not come either to ravage the Libyan penates with sword or to turn to the shore seized spoils. This force is not in mind, nor is such arrogance for the conquered. There is a place, the Greeks call it by the nickname Hesperia, an ancient land, powerful in weapons and also in the fertility of the earth. Anotrian men dwelt there, or they cultivated it. Now the story is that the younger men have called the nation Italy from the name of the leader. Hic curus fuit. This was the path. So this is where they were going. Cum subito, when suddenly, what got them off their path? Nimbosus Orion ad surgens fluctu, when stormy Orion, rising from a wave, tulit penitus in vada caica. Now, there's no direct object here, so it's just understood that carried us, carried the ships. All right, so carried us deep within blind shoals. And despullit scattered us with the procacibus austris, with the bold south winds. Remember, Auster is south because think Australia. Okay. Scattered us with the bold south winds, both through the waves and through the Invia Saxa, the pathless rocks. Right, so why is it called pathless? Because the rocks were too close together. There was no way to go between the rocks, so they're the pathless rocks. Then you're left with superante salo, with the sea, with the salt, literally with the sea, the salt water, superante, overcoming us. Okay, so what you've got here is you've got the beginning of the storm. They're talking about just the waves and the winds picking up and tossing them all over the place. Huk pauki ad nawimus, hither, so meaning to here, huk, we few swam westris oribus, to your shores. So that's where we're going to stop. I'm going to go back and I'm going to retranslate the whole thing from 527 to 538. All right, so we have come not either to ravage the Libyan penates or to turn to the shores seized spoils. This force is not in mind, nor is such arrogance for the conquered. There is a place. The Greeks call it by the nickname Hesperia. An ancient land, powerful in weapons and in the fertility of the earth. The Enotrian men cultivated it. Now, the story is that the younger men have called the Gentium the nation Italy from the name of the leader. This was the path when suddenly stormy Orion, rising from the wave, or from a wave, lifted us deep within blind shallows, and with the bold south winds scattered us both through the waves and through the pathless rocks, with the sea overcoming us. Hither we few swam to your shores. All right, so this is basically their story of exactly how they survived and how they ended up accidentally on the shores of Libya and here in Carthage.